book here.
Okay, we're beginning with the Or HaChaim Parshas Vayechi. And the very beginning of the Parsha on page Reish Lamed Vav, very, very beginning of Parshas Vayechi, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh addresses a theme which is addressed by many other Mefarshim, and is a basic question when you go through the Sefer Bereishis, particularly the last couple of Parshios. Name changes, of course, big. In Sefer Bereishis, Sarai becomes Sarah, Avram becomes Avraham, and Yaakov becomes Yisrael. But yet we know that Yaakov's transformation to Yisrael is very, very different than Avram's transformation to Avraham. Avram becomes Avraham, and he never looks back. Right? Ad kedei kach, you know, to such an extent, the Gemara at the end of the first paragraph of Bracha says that a person who calls Avraham Avram is over Vaseh, he violates a positive commandment. God says, Vloi Korei Ot Shemcha Avram. Right? That, you know, Avram is not your name anymore. You've become Avraham, it's a switch which is permanent. Whereas, when it comes to Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov becomes Yisrael, that he's called Yisrael, that he's called Yaakov, that he's called Yisrael, that he's called Yaakov, and basically for the rest of his life, the two names are used somewhat interchangeably. Why is Yaakov different from Avraham Avinu, and what's the science, what's the method to the madness, so to speak, as to why he's sometimes called Yisrael and sometimes Yaakov? So this, the Or HaChaim picks up in the very, very beginning of the parasha. Vayechi Yaakov. Tam kriyas shmo Yaakov, achar asher omer Hashem, elav Hashem, lo yikorei shimcha Yaakov, lo Yaakov yomer od shimcha. Right, so, first of all, how is it that he's being called Yaakov altogether? When God says to him, your name should no longer be called Yaakov, rather Yisrael, that would seem to be rather direct. If God says your name will no longer be called Yaakov, why is it being called Yaakov? So, the Or HaChaim references something which he wrote back in Vayishlach. Kvar kosavti parshas Vayishlach, perish pasuk lo yikari v'gomer, ki litzad shein nafsho hakivua bo, asher shmo Yaakov, kayodua midivreyem, Shepershu baposuk asher som shamos ba'oretz, ulitzad sheodenu bi'ibo, lozer lo ye'okir shmo, uveiz shemos yikaru lo. Right, so the first thing that the Or HaChaim says is that, you know, a name is attached to a person in a very, very fundamental way. He quotes Chazal. Chazal have a concept which they mentioned several times in the Gemara, that shmo kagorim, you know, that a shame, that a person's name can have an impact or will have an impact on the person's very personality. A person's name is part and parcel of his very self.
That's why when a person is sick, we change the name.
Right, exactly. When a person gets sick, so the name gets changed, or the name is added on. Right, that which Shakespeare said, that a rose by any other name would smell just as sweet, we don't hold of that from a Torah perspective. The shame really expresses the essence of what the person is and what's going to happen to the person. So, if Yaakov is called Yaakov, and that expresses something very deep and profound and fundamental to his neshama, says the Or HaChaim, that element of him can never be uprooted. You know, at most, Yisrael can be added on as an additional name and not as a substitute name. What about Avram and Avraham? Right, so the Or HaChaim explains over there that Avram and Avraham are really the same name, one is just an expansion. Avram is Av Aram, you know, it describes that Avram Avinu was the father of Aram, of Syria, from whence he came. In other words, that Avram Avinu was able to have an influence over the country of Aram. And Avraham, as the Pasuk itself says, is Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha. I made you the father over many, many nations. So in other words, the basic idea between Avram and Avraham is identical. It's just that the scope gets expanded. In other words, he got an additional degree, so to speak. He went from being an influence over a small area to being a great influence over a great area. Yaakov and Yisrael come from two different shorashim. They come from two different roots. And as such, if Yaakov is meant to be called Yaakov, right, so then it's not so poshut to take away the name Yaakov and to replace it with something else. That's the first thing the Or HaChaim says.
Well, some place in writing of the Rebbe Erichel,
nation was why Yisrael. Sometimes you say B'nai Yaakov, and sometimes B'nai Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael, Yisrael's supposed to say Hecha Madrega. So when the Yidner, Klal Yisrael behaving the way it's supposed to, it's referred to as B'nai Yisrael.
Right.
When they're so.
Okay, so let's see Mamish what it says. Ela Sheyesh Lanu Lach Karzos. But you know, okay, so I understand that, says the Archaim, that the name Yaakov cannot be eradicated. That's part of the very fabric of who Yaakov Avinu is. But now we have to consider the following question. What's the determinant factor by which this individual, Yaakov Avinu, is sometimes called Yaakov and sometimes called Yisrael? There doesn't seem to be any obvious reason as to, you know, why he's called one in one place and one in the other. So then he references the idea that Willie mentioned a moment ago. Hein emes ki ba'adas Yisrael mafsinu shi'ishtanu lahem Hashem kefi ma'aseyim. We talk to find when it comes to the Jewish people, as a people, as a whole, that the name changes depending on the spiritual level of the people. Kisha osin ritzono shel makom b'shem Yisrael yichane osam. When the Jewish people are doing God's will, they're behaving, so then they're called Yisrael. But when the Jewish people, Rachman al-Islam, are not doing God's will, so then they're called Yaakov. In other words, Yisrael is the higher Madrega, Yaakov is the lower Madrega. Right? And he makes reference to a Zohar in Parshas Balak, where the Zohar makes reference to this idea. However, says the Arachayim, that's good, that's fine and good when it comes to Klal Yisrael as a totality. But says the Arachayim, but to apply this interpretation to Yaakov the person, in other words, when Yaakov is quote-unquote behaving, he's Yisrael. When he's quote-unquote not behaving, he's Yaakov. That's impossible to say, says the Arachayim, because Yaakov is a tzaddik, Yisod Olam. To imply that the many times in Chumash, and we'll see, the times in Chumash that Yaakov is called Yaakov, you know, outnumber the times that he's called Yisrael, right? To say that every time Yaakov is called Yaakov in Chumash, it indicates that he's not doing God's will, would be essentially to label Yaakov Avinu as on a very relatively low madrega.
And another reason why Yaakov is called the
Bechir Ha'avos. What? Right.
So
it's Yaakov. Right. So you know, you could say that as well. The Archaim doesn't mention that possibility that it's a male-female divide, but he says Yisrael means that they're doing things well, Yaakov means they're doing things badly, but he says, but to apply that logic to Yaakov Avinu, it's not appropriate. So, how do you explain the switching back and forth with Yaakov Avinu? He says as follows. Ochein, liyos sha'anat ha'musko asher nis'atzem Yaakov lahasigo shebehem so'uso b'shem Yisrael yiskane hu b'chinas kedusha elyona. So it would seem as follows, that what is it that Yaakov Avinu sought to do with his life? It was to achieve the highest rung of kedusha. And the name Yisrael itself alludes to the idea that Yaakov Avinu's goal in life was to achieve the highest levels of Kedusha. You know, you struggled throughout your life, you struggled with men, with God. In other words, you were trying to reach the highest pinnacles of Kedusha, the way the Arachaim understands it. Right? So, Yisrael is a name which indicates Yaakov Avinu's attempts, you know, to reach the highest rungs of Kedusha. The Timsa, ki amin hameushar hahu yimas levechinas hadaiga vaitzavon vahashiflus ki mimakom hasimcha vahamenucha hagedola ba'a. Arheim says a very, very important yisod, the basic idea, which he's going to use to explain the entire difference between Yaakov and Yisrael. How do you achieve the highest rung of Kedusha? It's by banishing sadness, by banishing worry, and by banishing a sense of lowliness. Right? A person who wants to achieve the highest level of Kedusha has to be filled with a sense of simcha, of happiness, and of self-worth. The person has to feel good about himself. Otherwise, you'll never achieve the highest level of Kiddusha. And the sign of this idea that Kiddusha and Simcha go hand in hand, the only way to really achieve the highest levels of Kiddusha is to be happy. The sign between your eyes, so to speak, for this idea is Yom HaShabbos L'Menuchos, is the existence of Shabbos. Asher Tziva Hashem es Bnei Yisrael, that which God commanded the Jewish people. For who l'tam neshama yaseira? What makes Shabbos special? The fact that man is granted a neshama yaseira, an extra soul. Well, it's sad shebemakom elyon ba'a. And since that neshama yaseira, that extra soul, comes from a very lofty and exalted place, yitzav Hashem laharchik hayogon v'hakas v'lekro l'shabbos oneg. God commands us that there should be no worries on Shabbos, no anger on Shabbos, and to delight in Shabbos. Where do all of these ideas come from? First of all, the idea of not getting angry on Shabbos. Right? The Chassidish Sforim says in Pasuk, "Sevaru Eish b'chomosh v'seichem b'yom haShabbos." You shouldn't burn a fire in your houses on Shabbos. You know what does that mean? So the Sforim explained that means the fire of anger. It doesn't just mean don't turn on lights. It does mean don't turn on lights in your house on Shabbos. But in addition to that, metaphorically, a person is not supposed to burn the anger of machlokes, the fire of machlokes and anger in his house on Shabbos. Right? Shabbos is supposed to create a kind of mood. Why? So he says, because on Shabbos we're hosting the Neshama Yaseira that comes from a place of Kiddusha. And Kiddusha and sadness or anger or a sense of worry or difficulty are like oil and water. They're not going to mix. Kiddusha can't reside in a place where there's a sense of pain or anguish. So this very idea can apply to Yaakov Avinu. When he achieved this higher level name, this name Yisrael, Hashem Yagid, the name Yisrael is kind of like the equivalent of the Neshama Yisera. Right? Every Jew on Shabbos is zocheh to get a Neshama Yisera, an extra helping of Kedusha, which descends upon the person and enables him to rise up, to elevate himself. The very name Yisrael is, so to speak, the Neshama Yisera, an extra helping of Kedusha, of loftiness, which descended upon Yaakov Avinu, which was given to him by the Ribbono Shel Olam, by virtue of his struggles in life. Umishkana bo, and when can this Neshama Yisera, this extra name Yisrael, truly rest within Yaakov Avinu? Who calls man she'ein sham itzava, v'hanof haneg b'ksas l'simcha v'l'shleimus ha'kedusha v'atahara. Right? The lofty name Yisrael can only really dwell within Yaakov Avinu when he banishes sadness or anything that would take away from the kind of happiness or the completeness of the holiness and the purity that would be within Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu has to be happy in order to have that Hashroas HaShchino, which is represented by the name Yisrael, to devolve, to rest upon him. Right? This is very reminiscent, by the way, he doesn't quote it, but Chazal tells us in Arvei Psachim that the Ruach HaKodesh can only devolve upon a person who talks Simcha, out of a sense of happiness. And the Gemara there, Arvei Psachim, quotes the pasuk by Elisha. It says that Elisha Anavi, when he wanted to get Nevuah, how do you get Nevuah? So it says in pasuk in Melachim that he called in a musician. He kenagin hamenagin, and as the musician was playing, as the harp player was playing, that enabled Elisha Hanavi to be privy to the Ruach Hashem, to the Ruach of Nevuah, which then came upon him. Again, the Ruach HaKodesh is Eino Shor in the Lashon of the Gemara. Ruach HaKodesh doesn't devolve upon a person, let me talk Atzlus, it doesn't devolve upon a person not out of sadness, not out of laziness, Elo Mitoch Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Only the kind of sacred joy which comes about when a person is devoted to the doing of a mitzvah, only that can really enable Kedusha, the Neshama Yisera, or Ruach Nevuah to come upon the person. Yaakov can only become Yisrael when he reaches a tremendous level of Simcha. So Mimela, based on that, says the Archaim, so let's go into the Pesukim and understand why he's sometimes Yaakov and sometimes Yisrael. The head there came by Inofash. Right? If Yaakov Avinu doesn't have the requisite Simcha, so quote-unquote Vayinofash. Vayinofash, we know, of course, is the pasuk, is the word the Torah uses in describing how the Ribbono Shel Olam rested on Shabbos, but the Gemara Beitza explains the word Vayinofash. Thank you. Homiletically, Vayinofash, says the Gemara Beitza, is homiletically Vay of the Nefesh. Whoa! To me, because the Neshama Yetzera has departed at the end of Shabbos. So the Arachayim is using this metaphorically. When Yaakov is not the Simcha, so then Vayinofash, so then this Neshama Yetzera departs. Now, page Reish Lamed Vav. This Neshama Yetzera departs, and Yaakov Avinu cannot be Zochet to the name Yisrael when he's in a state of sadness. Yotzer Mimenu Ki Yetzias Neshama Yetzera Shel Yom HaShabbos. Right, just as the Neshama Yisera leaves at the end of Shabbos, so too Yaakov Avinu, when he's depressed, can't become a Yisrael. Va'oso zman lo yikru lo Yisrael. Ki balas Hashem holchala, because that within Yaakov Avinu, which would have enabled him to receive the name Yisrael, that sense of happiness, has dissipated. Ve'ena oz, ba'yikros shmo Yaakov. And then he goes back to being Yaakov. So the Archon was very careful to, you know, to not point fingers at Yaakov. That's what, you know, the Archaim before said. It can't just be that Yisrael is when he's doing God's will and Yaakov is when he's not doing God's will. I don't think the Archaim is saying that he's bad for being Yaakov. It's just that when he's in his Yaakov state, i.e. he doesn't have the requisite amount of Simcha to become Yisrael, you know, he doesn't have what it takes to reach that high madrega of Nevuah. All right, so he's not on that, you know, he's not living Shabbos. At that point, he's not Shabbos. Okay, it's not bad to be a regular Wednesday, right? But you know, it's not a fault of Yaakov, you know, but it's a mitzvah. In other words, you can only really achieve that level of connection to God through Simcha. Right. No. So, there's a statement by Rabbeinu Tam. I think he doesn't quote it here, but there's a statement by Rabbeinu Tam, which Rav Shlomo Volbe, Zeichet Tzadik Livroch, the great Mashgiach from Eretz Yisrael, passed away a couple of years ago. Shlomo Volbe quotes this in his Sefer Ali Shur, where Rabbeinu Tam writes that, you know, you have to understand every human being goes through days of light and days of darkness. And Rabbeinu Tam, basically, again, Rabbeinu Tam is it's also Yaakov, right? You know, Rabbeinu Tam's real name wasn't Thomas, right? Rabbeinu Tam's real name was Yaakov, right? He was called Yaakov Ish Tam, right? But they called him Rabbeinu Tam because of that. So Rabbeinu Tam writes that, you know, a person has to realize that you go through ups and downs in life. And Rabbeinu Tam writes, you know, if a person gets depressed, you know, that I am not achieving, I'm not doing, I feel like I'm down in the dumps, he says, that's natural, that's natural. A person goes through cycles, you know, where sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down. And, you know, perhaps the lesson to take away from the Archaim, it's a lesson of chizik for us, is that even Yaakov Avinu, you know, he had his emotional ups and downs and peaks and valleys, and sometimes he was on the madrega of Yisrael, and sometimes he was only on the madrega of Yaakov, just from the point of view of his emotional state, not his state of, you know, of morality or anything like that. But emotionally, sometimes he was up, sometimes he was down.
Where's that between Yisrael? When he was Yaakov, did he have
Nevuah? So it sounds like whatever high level of Nevuah he only really reached, I mean, maybe at a lower level of Nevuah, but the higher level of Nevuah it sounds like he reached when he got the name Yisrael.
So persons who try on Shabbos to be in a state of ecstasy?
Happiness at the very least.
And the more ecstatic a person is, the greater.
Yeah, no, I mean, so that's, you know, all of these things which we have. Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos doesn't just mean you get together with your friends and have jelly beans, right? Oneg Shabbos means that, you know, you're supposed to enjoy Shabbos in a spiritual sense. You know, all the things we do on Shabbos to make it quote-unquote enjoyable are because, you know, the Archaim is saying Kedusha is achieved through Simcha. A person who doesn't have Simcha can't really achieve the highest rungs of Kedusha.
Mm-hmm.
Got Nevuah. Right. Right, right. So in terms of the specifics, the Archaim is actually going to go through the Psukim and try to work out his theory with, you know, he's not going to just leave us hanging. So, yeah. The way I heard the story, again, if I actually, it's the same story, his brother, the Rebbe of Zisha, right? So the Rebbe of Zisha was once asked, a bunch of Hasidim, I think, went to the Rebbe of Melech first. They said, you know, help us understand Sadik Viralo. So Reb Melech said, you know, go to my brother Reb Zisha, you want to understand Sadik Viralo, you know, the man, every tzara in the world the man has. So they go to the Rebbe Reb Zisha, they say, you know, Rebbe, can you teach us, you know, the, you know, help us understand Sadik Viralo? So the Rebbe Reb Zisha says, why are you asking me? I mean, go ask somebody who has it hard. Baruch Hashem, by me everything is wonderful. You know, I don't know why you're coming to me. Yeah.
In light of this story of Reb Zisha, and what the rabbi said, trying to understand with Yaakov Avinu, each and every one of the episodes or trials, Hashem promised him outcome, the fairish. In other words, the coming, the going, more than once, several times, each time. So wouldn't he have an abundance of confidence? And also, I don't think we got to get to anything like, he says, speaking of the person's ups and downs, he says in response to Paro how difficult his life is. Is that not a complaint? And should not one question that he would complain to Paro as to how difficult his life is in the light of the anecdote he just gave over about Ratsisha? I mean, like, he had a life different from the, by contrast to the abundant, the other levels, where Hashem says repeatedly, I'm with you, I'll bring you back, whether you go to the truck, right. I'll save you, I mean, and so on and so forth.
Right, so, you know, with regard to the fact that God is constantly promising Yaakov, I'll be with you, I'll be with you, I'll be with you, I guess the answer is, you know, so why didn't that make Yaakov happy? I guess the answer is it made him reassured to some extent, but still you can't compare going through extremely difficult times, even with the faith that God is with you, to the ecstasy of going through times that are better. In other words, yes, God says, I'll be with you, but then Yosef goes missing. Now again, you know, there may have been a certain serenity that Yaakov had, but the, you know, from serenity to simcha is still quite a jump. And, you know, I think the Archaim is saying that, you know, the simcha might have been lacking, you know, in Yaakov Avinu for many cases. We'll see, let's continue and we'll see the...
human, that's all.
Mm-hmm, and we'll see the specific examples that it gives.
Briefly, can we parse out, does the name precede the ecstasy, or does the name consequent to the ecstasy?
Yeah, so let's see. Let's see.
I just wonder also the fact that he said before that you can't apply the principle of what is called the Yaakov and the Israel to Yaakov as a person, as an individuality.
Mm-hmm.
So only the whole Klal Yisrael is the whole, but when it comes to Shabbos, each person does it.
Right.
So even though Klal Yisrael, but each person as an individual,
right,
feels that
still Shabbos,
the Shabbos, so therefore as an individual you can still apply the principle of Yaakov and Israel on an individual basis.
Right, right. No, that's true. That's true. The individual on Shabbos can reach a tremendous level of simcha. So let's see a little further. So when Yaakov is not quite on the same level of simcha, the name Yisrael departs. The Sashuv Ol, the bottom of page Reish Lamed Vav. The Sashuv Ol HaNeshama Hivem Soas Achares Vasoas Hamuchan, and that neshama of Yisrael can only come back to Yaakov Avinu when he prepares himself. Right? The same way that Shabbos as a holy day enables the Neshama Yisera to come back and to experience, you know, for the person to experience Simcha, so too Yaakov Avinu has to prepare himself to be able to get back the neshama yisera, quote unquote, which is Yisrael. Uvozeb teilech levetach lahaskil tam b'chol makom asher b'shem Yaakov yiskaneh. So based on this, you'll understand, says the Arachayim, that every time Yaakov is called Yaakov, it's because there's some kind of sadness or woe which is associated with that portion of Yaakov Avinu's life. Let me go through the cases. Let me not just you know, talk in the air over here, says the Arachayim. Let's prove it from our examples. Tchilas diber tov Hashem v'parshas v'yishlach. Omer ilov shimcha Yaakov. Pirush. Od yiyah shmo Yaakov litzad shahoyo oz ba'avelos imo. Kima'amoram zal. Sh'omru ki omru v'yivarach oso. Yichavin al birkas avelim. Ulitzad zeh yikro shmo Yaakov. Right? So let's turn back to Parshas v'yishlach for a moment. When God first speaks to Yaakov Avinu and tells him that his name is going to be changed to Yisrael, so in Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Tes, it says, "Vayera Elokim O Yaakov O Bevomi Padan Aram." God appears to Yaakov again when he comes from Padan Aram. Vayevarech Oso, he blesses him. What does he bless him? So Rashi right there on the spot writes, "Vayevarech Oso Birkas Avelim." He gave him the special bracha that Avelim gets, because right at that point in the Chumash, that's when Rivka Imenu dies. Rivka Imenu's death is not mentioned explicitly in the Chumash, but the pasuk right before, the pasuk we're referring to, Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Ches, describes the death of Devora, Menekes Rivka Devora, the nurse wife of Rivka, and Chazal tells, and Rashi quotes it, that Rivka died at that same time, so Yaakov Avinu is in Avelus at this very moment over his mother. So God appears to Yaakov Avinu, and he blesses him, he gives him a Birkas Avelim. Vayomel Elokim Shimcha Yaakov. And God says to him, your name is Yaakov. And of course the obvious question is, that's kind of obvious, you know. Yaakov says, no, my name is Fred. No, yeah, Shimcha Yaakov. Okay, we know his name is Yaakov, right? What's meant to be conveyed by this? So Zofi Arachayim as follows. Shimcha Yaakov, right now, you're in a state of Yaakov. Why? Because you're an Avelus. You're sitting Shiva for your mother. So Shimcha Yaakov, not just, you know, the mail that gets delivered to you has the name Yaakov on it. No, your status right now is the status of Yaakov, and there's no way out of that. If you're an Avelus, you can't be the Simcha. You know, there's no two ways about it. Right? But right now, Shimcha Yaakov, Pirish, Oz Yiyah Shmo Yaakov, Litzach, Shahya, Oz Ba'Avelus, Imo, Kema Amorim, Sha'omu Ki Omer Ve'Avarchus, Yechav El Birkas Avelim, Ulitzach Zeh. Yikro Shmo Yaakov, that's why you're called Yaakov. And then Hashem says, but you should know, Lo Yikari Shimcha Yaakov, the time will come when your name will not be Yaakov, but when the Shiva finishes, this period of Avelos finishes, Kiyam Yisrael, right? Your name is going to be Yisrael after you reach the requisite amount of Simcha, after you've gotten out of this period of Avelos. And then he writes, it's a very funny thing. Again, if you look in the psukim, right, it says in pasuk yud, Shimcha Yaakov, Vayikara Shimcha Od Yaakov Kim Yisrael Yiyah Shemecha. Your name is going to be Yisrael. Vayikara Shema Yisrael. God calls his name Yisrael. So we would expect, at the very least, in the following psukim, the name Yisrael would be used, right? But that's not so. God calls his name Yisrael, and then he continues talking to him. And then the next time we encounter Yaakov Avinu again, Pasuk Yudalid, it's Vayasev Yaakov Matseva, Ba'amakom Asher Dibir Yitom Matsevas Oven. Yaakov sets up a Matseva. What do you mean Yaakov sets up a Matseva? I thought we just called him Yisrael. And we continue. Vayikra Yaakov, Eshem Ha'amakom Asher Dibir Yitom Sham Elokim Beis El. Why is he being called Yaakov? I thought Hashem just called him Yisrael. The Teretz is because he's still in Avelus. Right? Not even reverted. In other words, God gave him the name Yisrael in potential. Basically, God was saying, when you get out of this Avelus, you will then be Yisrael. But right now, of course, you're still Yaakov. What happens? Pasuk Tes Zayin, and that, you know, right after the death of Rivka, I assume he Beis El, Vayhi ol kivras ha'oretz lavo efrasa. Vatelet Rachel v'tekash pelidita. Rachel goes into labor with Binyamin. Right? And of course we know that Rachel of course dies at that point. Pasuk Yitetz, Thomas Rachel v'tikover derech efrasa. He beis lachem. Vayasev Yaakov matzeva al kivurasa. Yaakov sets up a matzeva at the place where Rachel Imenu died. Now again, why is he Yaakov here? Why hasn't he reverted to Yisrael? Teretz is, he went from one Avelus to another Avelus. He went from the Avelus of Rivka to the Avelus of Rachel. He barely had time to turn around. And he's going from one Avelus to the next. So he hasn't yet actualized that name Yisrael. Again, just continue in the Arachayim by us.
Is that during the year of Avelus for his mother still?
Yes, I don't know though, you know, the idea of keeping Yud Beis Chodesh for Avelus, you know, for a parent, I don't know if that halachic idea necessarily is factoring in over here. Now, I don't know what's called Avelus, you know, for the purposes of going up to the name Yisrael, right? But we certainly know that that's not true. In other words, not only with Rachel, but in other words, even in terms of being called Yaakov, there are many, many times. In fact, the number of times he's called Yaakov outweighs the number of times he's called Yisrael going forward in the rest of Chumash. Right? So the God is not Yisrael, Nikra Shmo Yaakov, Diksiv Ayasav Yaakov, Asel Kurasa. The Achash Shesholmo Yemeha Edsev, Kara Hashem Shmo Yisrael, Diksiv Ayisa Yisrael. It's only after the Avelus is over that he becomes Yisrael. If you look at the Pasuk in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, right after Rachel dies, Vayisa Yisrael, Yisrael traveled on, which, again, interprets the Arachayim, means as follows. Yaakov's Avelus for Rachel, again, whatever time period we're talking about, came to an end. He, so to speak, pulled himself together. And when he traveled after leaving the Kever Rochel, he was, by then, Yisrael. He had been able to pull himself together out of the Avelus and reach the level of Yisrael, that level of Simcha, which enabled the Kedusha to come down. Vayihi, Bishkon Yisrael Ba'aretz Ahid. The next couple of psukim refer to him as Yisrael. When Yisrael dwelled in that land, Vayelach Reuven, Vayishkav Espilo Pilegesh Ovi, Vayishma Yisrael, that then the Maisa happens with Reuven moving the bed of Bilo, Vayishma Yisrael, and throughout that whole episode he's called Yisrael. Why? So the Arachai makes an interesting point. He says, you know, he's called Yisrael, but then the beginning, but then right smack in the middle of Pasuk Chof Beis, Vayishma Yisrael, Vayubre Yaakov Shem Osa. Yisrael hears about the Maisa with Bilah, but then the sons of Yaakov are 12. Mamish in the middle of the Pasuk. We went from Yisrael to Yaakov right in the middle of the Pasuk. What's going on over here? So says the Arachayim as follows. Vagam Sha'omar Sha'om Vayubre Yaakov. Yesh l'cholodas, ki kishiyu abonim anrega p'chusa, mitzad ma'aseyem. When the children of Yaakov Avinu are not acting correctly, right? Hagam she'av yiskanu b'shem Yisrael, hem yiskanu b'shem Yaakov. It can be that the father is called Yisrael because he's on this lofty madrega. The children are called B'nei Yaakov to highlight the fact that they did something wrong. They've slipped down the madrega. So the way to read these psukim, says the Arachayim, is as follows. Yaakov Avinu is deliberately called Yisrael, first because he's able to come away from the Avelus of Rachel and reach a lofty madrega of Simcha, but then even after the episode with Reuven and Bilah unfolds, he's called Yisrael to contrast him with his children. He's Yisrael pristine and untouched, but his children, Reuven in particular, who's done this Maisa, which is unseemly, Reuven has slipped down to become a Ben Yaakov, not a Ben Yisrael. So the contrast is brought out in the psukim themselves. Right. Okay, so again, for specific examples, we're going to keep going through the Arachayim.
We'll try.
Yeah, and also the writing to this part where he had changes between father's word and the child's word. He said, had that right by Terah. He says, Terah Avi Abram, Rabbi Nachar. What does it say, Terah Avi Abram Ben Nachar?
Right.
So the Ben Ishai says, for the same father, you can see, you can have a son that's, you're sure the son that's,
So remind me. We'll try to come back to that. Let's go a little bit through the Arachayim. Okay. Uvamashal efonenu sad meisah shahaya shas ruven karlohem shem bnei Yaakov, right? So again, the children are called bnei Yaakov because of the misdeed of Ruven. Umasha omar ocham. So again, continue going through the psukim, right? It says in pasuk chazayin vayavo Yaakov el Yitzchak aviv. Yaakov comes to Yitzchak, and it describes how vayikru so esav the Yaakov bonav. When Yitzchak passes away, again, he's buried by his son, Yaakov. Whenever Yitzchak is being referenced over here, Yaakov is Yaakov, not Yisrael. Why? So says the Arachayim. With such oilers and Yitzchak aviv, lonar v'akosav ha-sror of Abdullah and Hermes b'shem Yisrael. When Yaakov came back to his father, to Yitzchak, it would have been utterly improper to have held himself out as Yisrael, because Yisrael implies, again, that sense of self-worth, as we spoke about before. When Yaakov is in the presence of his father, he lowers himself. He humbles himself in the presence of his father. He can't be Yisrael to Yitzchak. He can only be Yaakov, Yankala. He goes before his father Yitzchak as Yaakov in a humble, contrite kind of fashion. That's why when it describes how he comes to Yitzchak, even though he's besimcha, right, but he has a certain level of shiftless, of lowliness, which he brings himself down. More lowly. He brings himself down in a more contrite, humble kind of fashion, and for that he's called Yaakov as opposed to Yisrael. The chain tims of Shalom Nerush Tehillim Yalkut v'ilu hoy Avram Kayom hey achoy Yitzchak manig Sroro v'chein kol haolus v'tzadikim ad kan. Right, the Yalkut makes such a statement that Yitzchak could not have acted in a way of srora in the presence could not have walked around in a not a haughty way but a self assured way. He couldn't have lorded it over when Avraham Avinu was still alive. You know, so similarly, Yaakov Avinu in the presence of Yitzchak humbled himself. Hence he's Yaakov. Perhaps just to come back to Rabbi Rubin's point from before, you know, so when we talk about in the davening, okay, Avram, aloke Yitzchak, aloke Yaakov, and we don't say aloke Yisrael, perhaps the reason he's aloke Yaakov is because of the proximity to Yitzchak. We don't say Avram, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, because to have, whenever Yaakov is in the proximity of Yitzchak, he's always Yaakov. He humbles himself. He can't be Yisrael when he's next to Yitzchak. Okay, it's a very good kasha. I don't know. It's a charli Avraham liyitzchak liyisrael avodecha nishbat lohem bach, right? Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you know, remember Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, right? Maybe, just a suggestion, maybe that's because Moshe Rabbeinu himself is trying to make demands, so to speak, of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Well, we mentioned them in Davening by Yosef Shemoneh Esrei, Shevach, he's giving praise. Moshe Rabbeinu is banging the table and asking the Ribbono Shel Olam for forgiveness. So you want to pull out all your cards. In other words, you want to use the Yisrael card, the Sroro, which is associated with Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu will be Michael if, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu invokes his Srara in the presence of Yitzchak Avinu, if that Srara of Yisrael can, so to speak, convince the Ribbono Shel Olam to be Michael Klal Yisrael Mechait Oeg. It's an excellent kasha, but perhaps, you know, perhaps we can suggest that idea. Hinecha roe, ki tistalek asrara lefnei aviv, utam zeh karishmo Yaakov. V'chein mashe karlo shein Yaakov parshas vayeshev.
Now, let's skip forward from Vayishlach to the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. Vayeshev, Yaakov, Be'eretz Megurei Elviv, Be'eretz Kenan. Yaakov dwelled in the land where his fathers sojourned in Eretz Kenan. Yodia Akosta, why is it called Yaakov? There, the Pasuk is telling us, Ki kolzman shehayah Yaakov oz Be'eretz Kenan hayot be'yogon va'anocha uv'madrega Hashem Yaakov zulosi b'zmanim u'otim asher roshum akosu bohem Shem Yisrael. Right, and it was basically when Yaakov Avinu came back to Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi indicates famously, beginning Parshas Vayeshev, Vikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, Yaakov Avinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael and sit back and take it easy, so to speak. But right away, the mitzvah with Yosef happened, and basically, from the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev until Yaakov Avinu was reconciled with Yosef, Yaakov Avinu is on an emotional downer. Right, Yaakov Avinu basically is going through tsaros she'ein kamoah. You know, going through difficulties that are unfathomable with his separation from Yosef, then the fact that he thinks he's going to be separated from Shimon, from Binyamin, you know, from all the difficulties that they go through. Yaakov basically, Vayeshev Yaakov, the Eretz Canaan. The whole time Yaakov was in Canaan, until he went down to Mitzrayim, he basically was in a state of Yaakov, of not clinical depression, right? But it was, relatively speaking, he was not in a state of simcha because of all of the tsaros that he was going through. Zulasi v'zmanim u'atim. There are only here and there a few times where Yaakov was truly b'simcha. Shirashim akasav b'hem shem Yisrael ka'omra. So, for example, the Yisrael are havis Yosef mikol banav, right? When Yaakov looked at Yosef and he felt that love, that special attachment to Yosef, then it gave him nachas, he became Yisrael. Yosef made him happy. Right? And the idea that Yosef made him happy is in the Pesukim themselves. Right? Yisrael, oh, this Yosef mikol banav, kiven zekunim hulo. Now, if you know how to read the Pesuk, says the Archaim, you can see the happiness that Yosef gave Yaakov, this man who was so depressed and had so many tsaros, but when he looked at his son Yosef, he said, ah, that's my nachas, right? And that helps you appreciate, you know, even more the sense of loss that he had when Yosef was separated from him. V'timsa, ki mishenimkar Yosef, lo nikra shmo yisrael zula shlosha pa'amim. From the time that Yosef is sold, says the Archaim, till Yaakov is reunited with Yosef, Yaakov is only called Yisrael three times. Vayomer Yisrael, lama hara Yosef li. Yisrael says when the sons come back, the Shvatim come back, and they say, you know, we had to tell this man in Mitzrayim about Binyamin, the whole thing. Yisrael says to his sons, why'd you tell him about your brother? Why'd you get me into trouble over here? Yehuda says to Yisrael, let's take Binyamin, I'll guarantee him. Yisrael avim. So Yisrael, their father, says to them, okay, if you got to take Binyamin, at least, you know, this is what you should do, and he gives them the whole plan. Why in those three places he's called Yisrael? Tzrichim lidoresh, ki dibar aleim derech sroro, l'sada hechrich. Right? So, Yisrael can indicate simcha, but l'chara, it doesn't indicate simcha in these three cases, because Yaakov Avinu not only was not generally the simcha, but this whole exchange with his sons is an incredibly tense one. He's basically yelling at them and saying, you know, why'd you get into this mess? Why'd you, you know, create this situation where I'm going to have to send Binyamin down to Mitzrayim? He's not happy at all. Says the Archaim, you're right, but Yisrael also indicates that sense of strength and power, that srara. And Yaakov Avinu was normally a mild-mannered individual, and these three psukim speak strongly to his sons, and hence the usage of Yisrael to indicate the srara, the sharpness, the harshness with which he spoke. Right? So, the Archaim is telling us Yisrael can mean two things, and this really piggybacks on what he was telling us about why the name Yaakov is used when Yaakov goes to Yitzchak. Yisrael can mean happiness, and the Kedusha that comes from happiness, but Yisrael can also mean Svara, that sense of shtolz, of confidence, you know, which Yaakov Avinu is employing when, you know, basically speaking strongly to his children. Why did you mention Binyamin? Okay, you know, you got to take Binyamin. Okay, go and do the following, right? Litzara hechrich, l'shirosh l'chash litzara, v'nistarer aleihem. He spoke, you know, strongly to them. V'romaz v'yloim cholahem litzachu avim. Even though normally Yaakov was a loving father, but here he had to speak strongly to his sons.
and he wasn't willing to let anything go. Gamshi kabul tvarv. Now he gets reunited with Yosef, fast forward, right? So now, he basically has been Yaakov this whole time with this exception of these three psukim, but now, in Parshas Vayigash, he gets reunited with Yosef, and it says as follows. Basis batro bi Yosef, batzichi ruach Yaakov, v'nocha lo ruach Hashem, to take if Omer Akosu bayom Yisrael. And if you turn to Perek Temhei, Pasuk Chof Zayin, when Yaakov is told of the continued existence of Yosef, it says Pasuk Chof Zayin, Vaydavu Eilov, it's called Divrei Yosef Asher Divrei Aleh, Vayarzu Agolas Asher Shoach Yosef Osei Soso, Vatzichi Ruach Yaakov Oviyam, the spirit of Yaakov was revived, Vayomer Yisrael, El Chove Aredo B'Tera Momus. Let me go down and see Yosef. That Simcha, that Ruach HaKodesh, it says in the Targum, that Ushras Ruach Nevuah Al Yaakov Avuah. The Ruach of Nevuah, the spirit of Nevuah, descends upon Yaakov Avinu. So what that means is, at that moment, he's Yaakov, but as the Ruach Nevuah descends upon him, he's transformed back into Yisrael. So then, by Yomer Yisrael, now that he's become Yisrael, he says, let's go down and see to our son Yosef, who's been missing for so many years. So the transformation is hinted at there in the pasuk.
When he says, Terem Amos, he actually lived another 17 years.
Right, but Terem Amos just means, let me go down and see him before I die. Let me get him this opportunity. Before I don't have the opportunity anymore, right? So, Vayisai Yisrael, Vayom Elokim LeYisrael, right? And the psukim continue. Perek Manvav Pasuk Aleph, Vayisai Yisrael, B'chol Asher Lo. Yisrael travels and goes to Be'er Sheva. He brings karbonos. Vayom Elokim LeYisrael, B'maros HaLayla. God appears to Yisrael in the midst of the night, Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. And it would almost be funny if you think about it, right? God appears to Yisrael in the middle of the night, and he says, Yaakov. Right? Who's that? I thought you were appearing to Yisrael. Right? I mean, it's very striking when you read the poster, right? So God comes to him and says, don't worry about going down to Egypt. Pasuk Hei, Vayakom Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. Yaakov leaves Be'er Sheva. Wait, he goes down to Be'er Sheva as Yisrael, and somehow there he gets transformed into Yaakov. What happened over here? So it says the Archai, very simple. Actually, Spasser Begolus. At this point, when God comes to him in Be'er Sheva, he basically tells him, you know what? You're not just going down to Mitzrayim for a vacation. This is the beginning of the Golus. I reassure you, Anochei Eirim Chom Mitzrayim. I'll go with you down to Mitzrayim, but you know what? This is a long haul. This is the beginning of the Golos of Mitzrayim. So Yaakov hears that, and all of a sudden, you know, his balloon bursts, so to speak. He goes from being Yisrael back to being Yaakov, because he realizes that, you know, this is the beginning of something that's going to be long and depressing. Hashem calls him Yaakov, Yaakov. You know, I know you're on the Madrega of Yisrael, but I have some bad news for you, Yaakov. Yaakov, Yaakov, mi Be'er Sheva. That's why Yaakov leaves Be'er Sheva.
So, Rabbi, it's like from ecstasy to agony.
Essentially, yeah. So after that, the Kibbal Olav HaShever, after he got the bad news, Chazar Likara Yaakov, he went back to being called Yaakov. Zulat Be'ez HaShenigla Ilav Riosef L'Rov HaSimcha Gadol Akira Hashem Oso B'Shem Yisrael. You know, he goes back to being Yisrael once he meets up with Yosef. Vayal Likras Yisrael Ovi, Vayoma Yisrael Amusa HaPoam. Right, other than that reconciliation with Yosef, he's Yaakov for the rest of the time that he's in Mitzrayim, because he went into Golos. Except when it comes time for Yaakov to leave this world. Right? V'masha Omar, so that's what it says in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi. Right? Vayechi Yaakov the Eretz Mitzrayim. Right? Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim, because the whole time that he was in Mitzrayim, by and large, he was in this depressed state of Yaakov. Only when it's about time for him to die, Vayikruvu Yemei Yisrael Lomos. And we'll see a few moments in the Arachayim that Davka, as it's tzaddik like Yaakov, nears his day of death, there's a certain ecstasy and kedusha which he's able to achieve because he knows that he's standing at the entrance to the world to come. Right? When it says, Vayeshev Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim, when it says in the end of Parshas Vayigash, that Vayeshev Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim, that doesn't refer to the person Yaakov, Yechadel Kolus Bonav, that means the Jewish people. She's Yachis Aleim Shem Yisrael Kishub Derech Yoshev. V'golu Kolach Abonim Kolach Aviyem, Ki Abonim Kolach Yeitivu Darkom Yikru Lehem Shem Yisrael Yos Rabin, Vashayin Ken Yaakov, Yidaktik B'kriyah Shmo Lirot B'kriyosus Man Matsofo, Lo Nikro B'shem Yisrael Kolz Man Heyoso Be'eretz Mitzrayim Ad Eis Shekobu Yomov Lomus. By Yaakov Ovinu, again, you know, there's a distinction between the people as a whole. The people, even if they're not on the highest madrega of Simcha, but as long as they're doing God's will, they can merit the name Yisrael. Yaakov Ovinu not only has to be good, he has to be happy in order to be merit to be called Yisrael. Right? So, everything is Yaakov until Yisrael is ready to die. All is Nikro Shmo Yisrael is Satosef Rucha. Right? Then Yaakov Avinu is finally switches back to Yisrael because there's a special infusion of Ruchnius and Kedusha that comes to its tzaddik at the very end of his life. So who sowed Hagdolas Nefesh Adam Be'es Misasa? When a person is at the death's door, ironically, that's when his neshama flares up and becomes more kadosh, because the neshama is about to depart the body and about to return to a place of kedusha. Was there Omar by Yikrivu Yemei Yisrael by Yishtachu Yisrael? That's why Yisrael is on his deathbed, and somehow, you know, the depressed Yaakov becomes the ecstatic Yisrael once again, as the neshama is raised up, as Yaakov Avinu is anticipating his death. Right, so it's a lack of sorrow.
It seems that this takes
precedence. Right, right. But the ecstasy of being close to the end of life, you know, takes precedence over the subservience.
He could have something that around. What was distinctive about Yaakov that warranted a name Yisrael? In other words, must have had a greater capacity to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that at those moments, it wasn't so much when he was down in the dumps or whatever, when he went through life's trials and tribulations, but it was maybe more when he was... He had a capacity to rise up, his spirit soared.
Yeah. Yaakov Avinu is called the Bechir HaAvos, the choice of all of the Avos. And Avraham Yitzchak, we're not such Schlechtes either, you know? I mean, certainly. Yaakov Avinu, but somehow there was something about Yaakov Avinu where he achieved a certain madrega, a certain closeness to God, a certain kedusha, which went even above and beyond the levels of Avram and Yitzchak. You know, that was the greatness of Yaakov Avinu. Right? The Kalech L'derech Zeh L'haskir B'chol Ma'akom Asher Yikra Lo Shem Hu Shmo L'Siba Shetaskil Shoma. If you use this approach, says the Arachayim, you'll be able to figure out any place where it says Yisrael versus Yaakov. So just to take an example, Rabbi Reuven mentioned at the beginning of Shmos. Right? Ve'el Shmos B'nei Yisrael Haboi Mitzrayimah Eis Yaakov Yishu Be'sobo. Bnei Yisrael, Yaakov. Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, he's in a state of depression. He's Yaakov. But as the Or HaChaim already explained, the people will be called Yisrael even if they're in a little bit of a depressed state. As long as they're doing Ritzono Shel Makom, the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's Bnei Yisrael, the people, even though it's Yaakov, because by definition, when you go down to Mitzrayim, you can't help but be a Yaakov, as you know, a man who's depressed by the Golos, as opposed to being a Yisrael. He just writes, by the way, "V'ayin v'divra Zohar v'tim sasad l'dvareinu." If you look in the Zohar, you'll see that this supports us. We'll take his word for that. And then he just adds the most amazing thing: "V'kol zehu derech pshat."
Well, I just told you this whole time, says the Archaim, this is just pshat, this is just the surface interpretation. Of course, there's much more than what I'm telling you from a spiritual perspective, but only if you're a little bit initiated into the secrets of Kabbalah will you really be able to understand, you know, the true meaning over here. We'll make do with Pashat Pshat, I think. The Pashat Pshat itself, he's done a tremendous service in helping us out understand the difference between Yaakov and Yisrael. Bez Hashem, I'm ending a few minutes early, so I have to run over to Meirev, but Bez Hashem will pick up next Wednesday night with the beginning of Sefer Shmos, and, you know, Mazel Tov to everyone, at least on finishing some of the Arachayim's on Sefer Bereshis.